Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three of Barton Hahn on a Overreaction Monday. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. On a day like this, Bart, we know what the gong used to mean back in the day of the gong show. Mm-hmm. And there was a gong show happening up at Foxborough yesterday. But when it's hour number three on Overreaction Monday, what's that mean?
It's the sour hour.
It's so sour.
Why? Jets and Giants. Why?
Not only Jets and Giants. How about your New Orleans Saints winning when they really shouldn't at this point? Right?
They don't care. They don't have their own pick.
Did you see what your boy Jameis Winston said?
Jameis said they don't even play Jameis.
About losing the starting position.
What'd he say?
It hurts my soul. I lost my job due to injury, and the policy has always been you don't lose your job because of injury.
It's spinal. I think I broke my back.
I broke my back.
Jameis, where does it hurt? Everywhere.
Everywhere. Like when he was telling the world, I got two fractures in my
Four.
Back. Like, why did you say that?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Where does your back hurt? Everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, let's look at the tankathon real quick.
Bumble 2023.
I think the Houston Texans are running away with the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost five in a row. They are now 1-8-1. I mean, it feels like they're in good shape to get the number one pick. And they have Davis Mills, but you got to feel like, right?
Yeah, they're going big time.
They're going to take, I mean, who's it going to
be? And then at least he can sit behind, the young guy can sit behind him and don't have to be forced
maybe
out
not.
There. And then you have a veteran backup and, you know,
yep.
Davis Mills understands. You've had three, you'll get 3 years.
And he's had plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, this is second year, yep.
So Carolina and the Bears have lost four in a row. All this, like, love for Justin Fields, and the Bears just keep finding ways to take L's anyway. They don't need a quarterback.
Lost to Atlanta by three.
Yeah, that was
They should have won their last
Atlanta might have lost Kyle Pitts for a year, too, yeah.
They did. He's done.
So Carolina, who needs a quarterback, and Chicago at 3-8, and then you got a bunch of 3-7s. Vegas and Pittsburgh Jacksonville. But among the 3-7s are three teams that have traded those picks already. So Seattle gets Denver's pick.
Thank you.
Detroit, your Detroit Lyon. They get the Rams pick.
Thank you,
Matthew Stafford. And then you have the Texans getting Cleveland's pick. So the Texans could technically have at least two top five picks. It could happen if the Browns really just – now, again, we don't know what Deshaun's going to do when he comes back. Could he play great? We don't know. But right now – the Texans have two picks in the top seven.
So the Lions can have two picks in the top seven.
Detroit right now, their own pick is actually sitting 13 because they're 4-6.
Yeah.
And again, an unnecessary win over the Giants. Unnecessary.
Let's see if they get an unnecessary win against the Jets.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they play hard, though, but they don't care because they're going to get a high pick anyway. They're going to get a top pick from the Rams, so they don't care.
And speaking of the Saints that we were just talking about with Jameis Winston, they did win, and again, unnecessary, but I guess you could say it's necessary because this pick goes to the Eagles. That's the top 10 pick right now at 4-7.
Five Eagles, five.
My God.
Then you look at the teams that have quarterbacks that you know they're not going to take a quarterback, so
like,
that other people are going, well, you know that Chicago's not taking a quarterback.
Right.
Maybe
Vegas ain't taking a quarterback.
Maybe even Seattle's not taking a quarterback.
Ooh. Geno Smith.
They might buy into the Geno train.
Is that really the right thing to do, though? If you get a top five pick and you can get one of these guys, don't you do it?
Well, they got two, so they can get one and get the one that – they might want to get the one that falls, right? They might want to get the one that falls to Mac Jones level 15, right?
True, because they have – well, right now, their own pick
that's out of the
is 21.
Pick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
but then they got a five. They got a five pick with that. So,
yeah.
You know, they got two. Who else got two?
I hate doing this, but you have to.
Yeah, you have to start putting it in perspective because, like, Carolina's going to do everything they can to get a quarterback.
Yeah, well, they're sitting with the 2 pick right now, and it's them and the and they don't have to worry about Chicago, so they're tied with Chicago. And everybody, they're 3-8. There's a bunch of 3-7s though, so these next couple of weeks going to be real interesting to see how things shape up. But you know, still,
Indy needs a quarterback.
And how about this though? You have the Giants who probably need a quarterback, probably
if they want to start off young. And
so, are they more of a candidate for a vet or what? Because Joe Shane has got
like Jimmy G.
They're in a rebuild,
but they still got to get financially responsible as well.
Okay,
they got a lot of bad contracts.
Wouldn't that mean then a rookie quarterback?
Yeah,
because the Giants right now are at 28.
Man,
they got 7-3.
They got a lot of veterans though too. That's the nervous part. Like they got a lot of veterans, like Leonard Williams. You know, what I mean, you think that Thomas is going to be in his going to his third year? You know, you got guys like Adoree Smith. You know, Dory Jackson.
You know, is it possible?
You got Leonard, Dexter Lawrence. You got a middle of the road as far as an age wise group.
Is it possible that the Giants this season for Daboll and Joe Shane could be the peak for a couple of years? Like, could you see?
Yeah, take a step back next
that
year.
This might be like, well, we did well with what we've got, but we can't keep this.
Right.
So we've got to now start to rebuild, and that could cost you some talent next year as you go through it.
Try and compete while you rebuild.
You know what I mean?
You got to get young guys, and you got to coach them up. And they've shown that they're great teachers, and they can coach them up. But,
yes,
you know, this is a team that's really was built to win 2 years ago when they went all in, when Gettleman went all in.
Right.
Paying Lawrence, went out and got Blake Martinez, paid him a bunch
of
money.
He's not in the league anymore.
Right. He retired. he cashed in a Pokemon card for $650,000.
I saw that. So, that's not enough to make a man retire, is it? $600,000.
Well, he had played for 8 years. He got paid a bunch of money to come over with the Giants.
That's
so,
right.
Like, he got that signing bonus.
So he's
like,
good
I just put, yeah, I'm good. I'm Pokemon.
He lost
Pikachu.
His desire. But that's right. Like the Giant group that was supposed to win like 2 years ago or even last year didn't really happen. But you get some capable coaching, and now all of a sudden you can see at least some competitiveness. But did they show you something? Well, that's a big game at home. Now they got. The injuries.
Well, they've been winning a lot of close games, and they were due.
Fourth quarters,
And they were due for, like, you know, the Lions is a scrappy team that can score on anybody, right?
Yeah.
If they ever get some defense, they got the offense. They got the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
They got the running backs. They got the receivers. And they got one stud receiver ain't even playing yet.
Yep.
And Jameson Williams.
Right.
So when that comes back, Lions, all free agency and all is all defense. Defense. My whole draft, I wouldn't draft one offensive player.
they can
score with anybody.
Yeah, but again, go back to the Giants though. I almost feel like are they in a weird like sort of no man's land place?
Yeah, they are.
Because the quarterback is one where you either have to decide he's our guy and we'll keep him for the next at least, you know, couple of years.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna go out and find a veteran. Then that ain't going to be cheap.
It's going to be the same as keeping him.
You know what I mean? So it's there.
And the only veteran I'll go out for to be my starting quarterback is Jimmy G.
But are they a team that you do that? Because, again, look at their division. The Cowboys are what they are. The Eagles certainly have become that team now. So
Commanders.
If you're the Giants, like, which way do you go here? Do you try to compete with the Eagles and Cowboys? Do you think you can? When you look at the NFC, do you look at it thinking to yourself, there's opportunity here because Tom Brady is getting older and the Bucs aren't what they were. And Aaron Rodgers and the Packers look like, you know, that's going to be a problem that you can't fix quickly. The Vikings, they don't really scare you.
Kyler Murray, no.
Right? Arizona, like, who really scares you?
Stafford's
NFC.
Stafford's getting old now.
So what do you do if you're the Giants? Like, how do you, if Joe Shane doesn't have an easy offseason coming up.
Yeah, he has some big decisions.
Because if you do blow this thing up.
Dexter Lawrence, you got 3 contracts you got to look at.
Right.
And, you know, you got a lot of young talent when you think about Neal, you think about Thibodeau because they had 2 first-round draft picks. Adoree Smith isn't that old. Leonard Williams is starting to probably become like 27, 28. You got to figure out who you paying, who you keeping, who's going to be the building blocks. Is Saquon staying or going?
I think it's Saquon, right?
If you're going to
pick, do you pick one? Does it have to be Saquon?
I wonder if Saquon want to win now or does he want to get paid?
What do you think?
I mean –
When you're a running back like this that has a shelf life that you know is probably, you know, the 7 to 10 days,
But is it a place where he can do both?
Is there a place he can make money and win? Oh, I mean,
as a free agent, like you got to think about who's going to have the most salary cap space.
And where would there be a place that could use him the way like Kyle Shanahan can use Christian McCaffrey?
I mean, I think Saquon has more versatility. He can play in multiple things. So you have to ask yourself, where does he fit and who can offer him both? Like, and who doesn't have a running back? Like a place like Miami?
Mm.
A place that hasn't paid their quarterback like the Chargers?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A place potentially like Tampa Bay? Because you think, you know,
I feel like
Leonard Fournette's like, you know, like taking a step back this year.
If the Giants lose him, and then you let Daniel Jones walk, you're now officially in a full-on rebuild.
Yeah, Chicago has $100 million.
Wow.
Has Justin Fields show people that, you know, they got a bunch of draft picks.
You want to go there?
And if you go there, it's you and him, and with Claypool and Mooney.
Well, that's interesting.
Do you want to go be a dirty bird in Atlanta?
That's the Giants.
Could you imagine Saquon?
Have had a really good start.
Drake London. Kyle Pitts.
Mm-hmm.
No quarterback.
Yeah, and then you get Marcus, who's been good but not great. Yeah, as I look at them, you just wonder. They've had a nice start to the season. It's been a very positive, you know, first half, and feel good, and you feel like you got your coach. You got to feel good about that. But now you got to decide what you want to be going forward. What can you be with the contracts you got to deal with and two critical positions, obviously, in quarterback and running back, and what you do with both of these guys. Because that decision could decide what the next 5 years look like for this franchise, whether or not they're contenders or they, you know, can they build to a true contender or do they just fall out completely and this was like an aberration year? You know, that's something that, and it's that's not an easy decision.
You don't know
what you've assessed from Daniel Jones. You have no idea what you've gotten in him.
Can we ask our Giant fans?
Well, it is Overreaction Monday, so overreact to the loss.
Yeah, what's the overreaction? Like, do you still believe in this team? Do you still think this team is a playoff team? And if they lose to Dallas, is it over?
Oh, wow. Oh, you mean like your hopes for the season of
making
the playoffs?
Is it over? Because now they're in third place, and they still have to play Philly twice.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders won't be what we thought it was going to be.
Got a tweet from Big Blue 07109. Let's not forget the New York Giants were not supposed to be here. Technically,
no, don't do that.
They're
don't
still
do
on
that.
A rebuild. So what we've got in the first half of the season is a plus. Am I upset about the loss? Yes, but we were not supposed to be in this position
so quickly.
Don't do
that. Expectations have changed, and like you'll expect to be there next year, but you may be taking a step back. So you're going into next year with expectations because of what you did this year. But if you don't have Daniel Jones or Saquon walks to a bigger market,
mm-hmm.
or not a bigger market, a team that's going to offer him more money, where do you find yourself at then? So listen, they got Dallas. They got two division games in a row.
Yep.
They got Dallas and they got the Commanders. Then they got the Eagles. It can be over. Like, because if it could be over in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Dallas, let's just say that's an L.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah, it makes
the Commanders because listen to all the bodies that they've lost.
I know.
So then you go play the Commanders. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, everybody goes through injury woes. Theirs are coming at the worst time.
Yes.
And they don't – because it's an adjustment period when you lose people that you depend on.
Well, it's the impact it's already having on their depth.
Yeah.
You know,
now you stress other players to play special teams. You ask the special teamers to play both.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got three division games in a row. Dallas, Washington, Eagles, Washington. Minnesota.
Oof.
And the Saturdays on Sunday.
Mm. Yeah, you'll know by then. We'll know by then. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, we'll get back to your Overreaction Monday calls. We've got them coming up. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Round we go.
All right, let's continue with the Overreaction Monday calls because that's what you want to do today. And I'm telling you, Bart, it's incredible. As we've gone around the league, and you keep saying, like, where are the Giants fans right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jets fans, though, are everywhere, and they are not happy.
Mm.
Let's go to Texas, talk to Andrew. Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew.
Yes.
How you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
How are you?
I am fine.
Okay.
My question, I've been listening to talk about Zach Wilson's personality issues and how important that is. But then I look at Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers, both of whom are pills and have had very long and successful careers. Mm-hmm. Is there hope for Zach Wilson if he just plays better?
Are you saying he's as talented as two Hall of Fame quarterbacks? Are you saying that you believe that Zach Wilson is
Not.
I think that's the difference.
Absolutely
like, what
not.
Do you always say? Tolerance?
Production breeds tolerance.
Yeah, that's the difference here. So I appreciate the call. That's the difference. I think that's the question you're asking. And it's the production part.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't that
coming in. You can get away with it.
And they weren't that coming in.
No.
They took a long time for they showed their true colors.
You really started to see what they were about. Eli is in Queens on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Eli?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Good afternoon. Patriots fan calling in. I know Bart is a Jets. We respect him. And Han, we respect you as well. But it literally shows the attitude of Zach Wilson. Mm. Attitude reflects leadership, like Coach Boone said in Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
And when they went back into that locker room, the most senior player probably on the defense probably pulled them aside and said, hey, we need to have a team meeting. And I definitely know what happened. I used to play in a football team back when I was in high school, and that was what happened when our quarterback messed up.
Well, we don't know if CJ did that, right?
Somebody should.
But
Thank you, Eli.
This is a moment where Saleh, Joe Douglas, and Woody Johnson needs to call him to the principal's office and say, listen, man, you're young, but it's not an excuse.
Right. Right.
This is a different animal. Remember we had his coach on, and we said, is he built for New York? And he said, absolutely.
Remember, he wasn't named captain.
Right, he wasn't named captain of his own
to start
college
the season.
Team, but he has a C.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't captain in BYU either, was he?
No, he wasn't to start the season. Then there was an injury, and then they made him captain. And the coach said that was no big deal. He downplayed it. Remember, we did. We talked to him.
Yep.
And he downplayed it like, well, no. He really kind of brushed it aside. But there were a lot of questions about that.
See, the quarterback is a
But yet everybody on the team seems to like him, though.
Like
at least to start the season, you thought there was like a good connection with
course.
All of them.
Of course. Everybody good. We in practice. Now we in the stuff.
Yeah.
We in the heat now.
Yeah.
Like, who are you when the heat is on?
Yeah.
When the heat is on, do you say, man, I'm going to take this heat?
Now I learn about you.
Or am I going to try and deflect some of that heat to you? Well, you know, sometimes they run routes that I don't like, or I'm upset with them too.
That's a great point.
Learn
a lot about
people. So that's what it is. When that heat on you, you start putting the heat on everybody else.
More news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Ramel in Brooklyn hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Ramel.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I'm calling to talk about the Giants. Yeah, I'm upset about the loss. But we lost some wide receivers. So I'm hoping maybe Odell comes and change things around. What do you guys think about that?
If you were Odell, would you come to a team that looks like they're sputtering out of control? Would you come to a team knowing that they're going to put expectations on you that's not even – they're going to expect you to be Odell that used to play
coming
here.
Coming back to New York, too.
Right, so they expect you to be – they expect you to be the savior, where he just needs to be a compliment.
Yeah.
Well, he would be the number one receiver. Isn't
that's
that what
a problem.
Yeah, but
that's a problem.
Ramel,
he
hasn't played in a year.
He's not equipped to be – he's not equipped to carry that load.
I understand the thinking is this hope, right, where you hope he can be the savior.
Or you go to Dallas where you can just put up two or three big plays a day.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's your main guy. You don't have to worry about it.
Right, where like you want to go there and see the number one receiver. Like, all right, yeah, here you go.
Number one corner also.
Here's Sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Ramsey.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, here you go. Like, whoa, my knee ain't warmed up yet.
More news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Kyle in New York hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I just want to say I thought the Eagles – honestly offered a mediocre effort on Sunday. They failed to capitalize off their takeaway and subsequently fumbled off the Colts turnover. There was too much pressure on Jalen Hurts, not enough emphasis on the run game. The RPO and play action is necessary for success. Jalen only threw the ball 25 times, which I think is on target, but 16 rush attempts, in my opinion, is excessive.
How many of those are RPOs that probably could have been runs, but he decided to pull it and throw it? You know what I mean? So those could be like 5 or 10 more plays, which would give you a little bit more balance. But I understand your point.
Yeah, look, I agree. It's 2 weeks now, and how much of it is, you know, there? Like, to me, it wasn't about. I mean, they only gave up what 13 points, right?
Yeah,
it was the fact that they only scored points, 16 yeah. is, I think, the thing that people are getting caught up in.
That's 17-16, right?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was they gave up 16. It was the 17, right, because it was the field goal that won it. But, you know, like there certainly is reason for
everybody struggled. I mean, nobody expected the Ravens to struggle with Carolina yesterday. It seemed like one of those days
yeah.
where everybody's getting used to the weather, and it's like everything, the football all of a sudden acting funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly was one of those weekends. And we still have a game tonight, by the way, in Mexico City, the 49ers and the Cardinals.
Led by the McColes, the McCoys.
888-SAY-ESPN,
888-729. I like the McColes better.
3776. We keep taking your calls on Overreaction Monday. It's Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
This is Bart and Hahn. Hey, Lacto, give us a U.S. soccer update at the World Cup.
It's 0-0 about 30 minutes into the game. USA's outplaying Wales right now in terms of possession and even just everything on the field. Wales hasn't done much. Nothing, really. Hasn't tested the defense at all.
What did you say the score was?
0-0.
Zero.
0-0.
No. What is the score?
0-0.
Thank you.
I thought that's fair. I figured that's where you were going.
I mean, you know, aren't you the soccer guy?
I am. It's 0-0. 0-0.
Yeah.
As a,
can you get it right, please?
I apologize. And,
like, you know, we're trying to be a respectful outfit here that has like experts in every field of sport.
So it's called football then, and if we want to go that way.
You're the guy. Yeah.
We'll take that.
You know, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to be technical about it, we might as well.
Yeah, we will.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's right.
But USA is actually playing pretty well. They've had a 2-point blank chances saved by Hennessy.
How are they playing good and they ain't scored nothing yet?
Yeah, I know. What does that mean?
We almost scored. What is this, horseshoes?
I know.
Get her done.
Ooh, they had a lot of good scoring chances. Well, yeah, but they didn't score.
All right, we'll get it then. All right, let's not knock down the boys, all right?
It's 30 minutes in.
30 minutes in.
We're trying to motivate them. Get her done.
I mean, seriously now, can we get to a point where they can actually advance in this tournament?
I believe they will make it out of the group stages.
Have they scored a goal yet?
Wait, do you believe?
I do believe. I believe that we will advance.
I believe that we.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Meh. The answer to that is they never do. Let's be honest.
All right, settle down. They did it in 2014. 2014 was the last time they were at the World Cup, and they advanced out of the group
2014,
stage.
You realize that I wasn't even in the radio business?
Were you 10?
Like, think about that for a minute.
I was in college.
Yeah, like Bart was still playing football. Football.
He was too big. Okay, let's not. When you do more than just kick off and punt with your feet, then let me know when that's really called football.
Foosball.
We do a lot more with our feet than kick a damn ball. We setting up big fat mountains.
Right. You know what? I will
get
not argue
in the ground.
I will not argue with a football player. I will not.
Probably not a good idea. All right, keep us updated if anything comes of this 0-0 score.
Absolutely.
Riveting. I'm sure.
It is a riveting 0-0 game.
It is. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we continue overreaction Monday, the calls have been, they have been strong, and we appreciate them. We continue with them because you know what, Bart? Jeff in the truck wants your thoughts on the Browns. Jeff, first and foremost, what kind of truck are we talking about here?
F-150, fellas.
F-150.
Is that America's truck?
It is. It is the.
Or is it Chevy or Ford? Do you like hate people with Chevys?
Oh, you have to, right? You're an F-150 guy. You look at a Silverado and you're like, right.
You got to put that. You got to put that Calvin sticker on the back, right?
You look at the Silverado and you're just like, oh, what? Would you get a coupon? You need a coupon to buy that? Like,
oh, how cute!
You know what I mean? Isn't that adorable?
Oh,
cool. F-150. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, as a you know a Browns fan, all this playoff talk is getting me pretty depressed.
Yeah.
But at least I got my Buckeyes to help me through it, keep me out of therapy.
Hey, that's a big game.
Let's go Blue!
I mean, you talk about this weekend.
This payback, right? Yes. Harb's only got one dub against y'all, but he's streaking right now. It's a one year streak.
That game.
That 1 year is not a streak. Insane. That's almost like saying one game is a streak.
Hey, as a Browns fan, though,
what I want to know.
Go ahead.
I want to know from a player's perspective: is do you go ahead and blow everything up mid-season? I mean, Joe Woods he's got to be putting his house up for sale right now. So do you get rid of everybody now? You wait till the end of the season? What are we doing?
You talking about for the Brownies? I just don't understand why their talent can't carry them. Like Jacoby's Brissett is good enough for them to be able to at least to be close to 500 when, you know, Watson comes back. And the fact that it had materialized and, you know, they held on to Kareem Hunt when they could have had the opportunity
to
maybe
get happy.
You could have got some maybe a fourth round draft pick for him in return. It's concerning because it's like, when will the Browns, but you know, one thing about Watson is he's a force multiplier. He's going to make guys better than what they really are. But I'm just concerned being off 2 years, what kind of rust he has, but it's important that he finishes this season strong and he comes back and plays no matter risking injury or whatever, because it's about next year where the Browns, no matter what they do in the draft, should be the favorites. I know they're going to send a lot of assets over to Houston, but they should be the favorites.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Yeah, everybody thought that the Browns would at least tread water.
If they would have beat the Jets.
And then Deshaun.
I think that just broke them.
You think that beat them?
That game would have been lost to the Jets.
The Jets?
I think you might be right. Now we need somebody even in Silverado or like a Tundra to call in, right?
Or TRX. I mean, I didn't want to disrespect Ram, but like when people think about America's truck.
Oh, Raptor.
It's usually F-150.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. It's the highest selling truck, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the Dodge Caravan is like the
is that the minivan?
Yeah, the minivan.
The minivan.
Yeah, it was like the minivan was like a whole thing. Nobody had a minivan until they did it.
Yeah. So you know, if anybody wants to like, you know, clap back, you get the opportunity to do it. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Justin, who's also he's in an Amazon van. Bart Scott.
Oh, that was my people's.
Yeah, Justin.
Yeah,
you sit up in peak, baby. You sit up in peak,
van or American truck, Amazon. Look, we're on every single road.
You really are.
Y'all in sprint. Y'all in Pro Masters though, sprinters.
Yeah, you know the fun. It's always whatever. We're everywhere at this point.
Are you riding with the door open? Are you one of the delivery people that ride with the doors open that mess up the hinge? So then the owner got to pay for the hinges.
Speaking from experience.
Plead the fifth.
There you go.
Bart, you said something earlier that was the smartest thing you've ever said in your life. Saquon to the Falcons. If he's listening right now, first off, Saquon, what up? Secondly, if you want 30 touches a game, it's going to happen. I mean, our offense is just built on the run. It's going to be basically Titans next year. Yes, we still need the quarterback, and hopefully Ridder is that guy. And obviously Pitt's going down now is not great for us, but
he'll be back next
year. But
who knows?
Yeah.
But just think.
Yeah, what do you think of Saquon in that offense? Yeah,
just think if they wouldn't have traded Calvin Ridley. You would have Ridley in London on the outside, Pitts at tight end, basically playing slot, and then Cordero Patterson coming in and playing, you know, giving you pitches off for a running back, him and Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, I was actually
okay. Uh-oh. Justin, hang on. Justin, hold up. The U.S.
Hit the goalpost.
Let's go.
A good scoring chance.
It's a goal.
We have a goal.
1-0 USA. 35 minutes in.
Excuse me. Once again.
1-0 USA. 1-0 USA.
Come on, our man. Soccer. We apologize as a show, Bart and Han on ESPN Radio. Apologizes for the lack of quality and credibility in our soccer coverage.
It's 1-0 the United States of America over Wales.
Wrote this in five-part harmony. Now, where does Wales rank in the rankings for soccer?
I don't know the exact. They're probably somewhere in the 30s.
Again, it's like playing. It's like playing the Washington Generals.
Probably not.
No, no, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go Washington Generals. Iran. So England defeated Iran 6-2 in the early game.
Right.
That's the Harlem Globetrotters against Alan Hahn's son's 11th grade high school team.
Yeah, that's about right.
Got you.
Oh, they were pretty good though. You got to admit. But still.
All right, I'm overstating it. 1-0 USA. Tim Weah scores in the 35th minute.
Okay. Some Giants injury news here. So Wandale Robinson's injury wasn't the only serious injury by a Giants player. Adoree Jackson, the cornerback, he had a sprained MCL.
Yeah, that can be 3 to 4 weeks.
Source tells ESPN.
Depending on if it's a grade one, grade two, or grade three.
Yeah, that's not great. All right, we finish up with your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You got a Silverado. You got a Tacoma. You got anything that you want to take on our Jeff in the truck, his F-150. He's very proud of it. Clap back next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
So would you say Lacto is the Milli Vanilli of
Come on now.
soccer reporters?
Yeah, because remember we had the interpretation for what is it, Boone or somebody? No, not Boone.
No. What Mariano Rivera said.
Yeah.
And the guys were called. Guys were correcting you on.
No, they called me out, but they were just flat out wrong.
They were wrong.
They were just flat out wrong.
You had it right.
I was absolutely correct.
Maybe
100%.
It was like you're stuck on like a Long Island dialect that is like maybe a different sort of, you know, you're missing something.
No,
would you be offended if some guy called and he was like, yeah, that's more of a suburban kind of dialect?
Yeah, I would be actually.
That bother you?
Yeah, because I don't consider myself to be from the suburbs.
What do you mean?
Like I spent most of my time in the city.
I'm
a city boy.
Street cred.
That's
I'm an island boy doing island things.
I just keep it strictly professional for the mic.
Yeah, you try to until you say it's 0-0 in a soccer game, which we all know.
It's 1-0.
And now, now he's got it right, Bart, after we had to correct him.
Mm. I'm sorry for being so excited.
Yeah, it's good to be excited. Go USA. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We do have a Monday night game here. And the Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. 49ers against the Cardinals. It says at Cardinals, but we all know it's not at Arizona. It's in Mexico City.
Mm. What did we say?
Is it Ciudad de Mexico?
There you go.
Okay. Just want to make sure I got that right. The Niners right now feel like the NFC West is sort of theirs to take, Bart, doesn't it?
They're there, especially with San Francisco and what they look like. Not really worrying about Arizona.
The Niners.
I mean, looking at what the Rams look like, and then you look at the Cardinals.
Yep.
Like they'd be ready to give up, you know, with their backup quarterback right now.
Right.
And it's just between you and
Rams
and
barbecue.
Chicken. Yeah. And it's just you and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a hell of a game. That was a nice rivalry when the Legion of Boom was coming up as, you know, the Hardball and the Patrick Willis, Navarre Bowman, were kind of starting to kind of ride off into the sunset.
Right.
And maybe this can be a rivalry renewed, led by Geno Smith versus Trey Lance?
I don't
CMC.
We don't know where it's going, right? You don't know where it's going. But what we know right now is where things are going for the Cardinals is south. Kyler Murray still out. So it's Colt McCoy under center for the Cardinals. And somebody tweeted something that I found kind of funny.
Colt, we trust.
It was Arturo, Overreaction Monday. Kyler Murray has been out since the new Call of Duty was released. Coincidence?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen him on the sticks, man.
Have you seen him? Are people recording like when he on the sticks?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Absolutely.
Like, he can't even play the game. He need to have an alias.
I wish Zach Wilson had an addiction to Call of Duty, and then at least I have a reason. Like, it's like, all right, he's just not studying. Right? We don't hear anything like this about Zach Wilson, right? Like, I'd feel better if Zach Wilson, if people are like, dude, he's always playing this game.
He's too busy playing some other game.
You know what?
He's addicted.
Could be. You never know.
What are you playing?
What do you mean? I'm just saying.
He's playing the field.
The BYU, aren't they the Cougars? Just saying. Look, it wasn't me. Don't blame me. Don't shoot the messenger.
I confess.
Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. With our easy-to-use mobile app, learn more at progressivecommercial.com. So that's the Monday night game tonight to close out Week 11. For the Falcons, some bad news, as we mentioned. Kyle Pitts, also defensive lineman Taquan Graham, out at least until the short term for sure, Arthur Smith said on Monday. Adam Schefter saying surgery's likely for Pitts, the MCL injury. But Smith said nothing that had been confirmed yet, and they're still seeing doctors and getting opinions and, you know, about the potential tear and the severity of it. So that's where that is. So for, if you're Atlanta, that's, you know, been tough news for them. We had a call in the previous segment from Jeff in the truck. He identified the truck as an F-150, very proud Ford truck.
I'm American.
Yes. And Cameron in Indiana has a message. Cameron.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
What up?
Hey, so I just wanted to let Jeff know, nothing wrong with an F-150, but if you want some resale value, you buy yourself a Tacoma. That is what you do, and I will say that as a Colts fan, a proud Colts fan, Jeff Saturday has got some resale value in him, too.
Is that Toyota?
Yeah, Tacoma. That does have.
I know. I just want people to know who out there that don't know what a Tacoma is.
Thank you, Cameron.
I'm American.
Truck on truck crime, man.
And then Journey of Destin said, my dad taught me how to drive in a Silverado. I'm taking this conversation personally.
Does he have the stick like Chevy? Remember that the SS used to be the stick, son. That's the old school.
That one hit me a little deep. Dad taught him how to drive in a Silverado.
Isn't that
American? Like that image of like this, you know, like a kid
throwing some center blocks over because they're about to go build a playhouse.
My son learned how to drive in an F-150 down in Florida when he's like 14. My father-in-law would like let him drive because it's like the roads are gigantic. Like nobody for miles, right?
Anybody got no Ram?
He's sitting in this thing just driving around. Like the kid was driving a truck.
Ain't nobody got no TRX. Ain't nobody got no love for the Dodge Ram.
I know, right? What about the Rams?
I learned
TRX. The fast thing off the Hemi. Got the Hemi.
What is the GMC?
Silverado.
No, that's Chevy.
GMC. Denali.
It could be that. Yeah.
I learned in a Chevy Tahoe.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you learn in a Chevy Tahoe?
How to drive. How you doing?
Just saying.
How you doing?
All you said was I learned. You didn't say anything after that. What about you, Bart? What's your truck of choice?
Well, you got to think my family's all Chrysler, so mine would be a TRX. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Would be a...
Why Chrysler? Is that just the Detroit thing?
Yeah. Well, no. My grandfather was Ford. My other grandfather was GMC. So, like, it was Motor City. Everybody worked for, like, somebody. Right now, my sister works for... She's HR for Chrysler. So one of the
plants. She's just... You're being
Yeah. So, I mean, that TRX got that Hemi engine in it, baby. That V8.
Yeah.
707...
Like that Hemi. You got Niners tonight, yes?
Yeah, man, barbecue chicken.
All right, barbecue chicken. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Go USA.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Hahn Podcast.